All right, the recording has started.
All right, so Brain Coach listeners, you are really in for a treat today because I have a special guest, and her name is Leslie Nunnery from Teach Them Diligently. And let's see. Yes. So welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, Jan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's right before Christmas, so everything's a little hectic, but I know it probably is at your house too.
Yes, definitely hectic, but all lit up and festive and pretty, so it makes the hectic okay.
It's a fabulous time of years. Well, I'm so glad you came on today, and I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little about how you and David got started with the Teach Them Diligently conferences that you do every year.
I'd love to. Actually, it's kind of a crazy story because we were called to start Teach Them Diligently at the end of our very first year of homeschooling, which just flies in the face of any reason that anyone would have, because we knew really legitimately nothing about anything at that point. We were so green, but God impressed on our hearts that there was a real need for events that celebrated Christian home education as a wonderful discipleship tool and as a wonderful tool to build families and strengthen marriages and just in an event that really looked at homeschooling as our family had approached homeschooling. And so we answered that call, and in 2012 we hosted our first event in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which is just outside of Greenville where we live. And the Lord just blessed it immeasurably. We were truly dumbfounded as about 1,500 families came that first year from 38 different states and 4 countries outside of the U.S. And it was just a wonderful time. And God made it so very clear that it was not us. Not only were we truly green and unaware of a lot of the elements of home education at that point, but there's also no way we could have reached that many people. And God just did a great work, and He continues to.
Well, that is just super. I've been really thrilled to be part of the Teach Them Diligently conferences. We didn't know about it in 2012, but jumped in as quick as we could. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, a lot of people go to conventions and some people don't go to conventions. And I just wondered if you could tell us the difference in the maybe more traditional homeschool conferences that are out there, and why Teach Them Diligently is different.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I think everybody should go to a homeschool conference of some sort, because we are doing a really hard thing day in and day out, and the encouragement and the equipping that you're going to get at an event like a conference is just hard to replicate on your own. With that said, I think everybody should... I think everybody should come to a Teach Them Diligently, obviously. And that is because we really dig deep down to the foundation of why we do what we do. And, you know, you are going to get all of the information that you're going to get at another conference as far as how to, what to, when to, the nuts and bolts of home education. That will all be covered. You will have access to a myriad of resources and curriculum and just the coolest vendor hall you've ever seen. But beyond that, we talk an awful lot about the heart of your homeschool. Why do you do this in the first place? What is the foundation that really directs a Christian homeschool family? And for most of us, that is the discipleship of our children, teaching them to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then reproducing in them what we are, or how we are growing as moms and dads. And so we also focus a lot on parenting, how we can do that. We focus a lot on our marriages, because those are relationships that are really, or can really be strained through home education if we're not careful. And so we just really want to just breathe life into your marriages, give you hope and helps as you parent your children, and then give you all that you need to home educate excellently and turn out young men and women who are ready to take on the world when they're done.
It just seems like a wonderful mission for sure. And I know that you have been able to add some new locations this year. Do you want to tell everybody about the different locations they might choose from?
Where we're going? Yeah, absolutely. We are going to be starting our season in Nashville, Tennessee. That has historically been our largest event. It kind of has a personality of its own. It's there at the Opryland Hotel and Convention Center, and it's just an awesome family time. From there, we will move to Rogers, Arkansas. So we'll be right there in the northwest corner of Arkansas near Oklahoma. I guess Texas is not too far, Missouri. So we will be in Rogers, Arkansas. Those two are both in March. In April, we'll be heading to Atlanta, Georgia, which is the closest for our family. And we'll be at the Cobb Galleria there. That's always been a really fun one because the venue is really nice. It's a great place to have an event. After Atlanta in April, we have two in May. Mobile, Alabama is brand new this year, and we are super excited to be able to go there. There hasn't been something serving the Gulf Coast for a while, and we're just very, very thankful that the Lord opened the door for us to go to that area. So if you are in the Gulf Coast area, please come and join us in Mobile. That's going to be a spectacular event. May 6th through 8th or something like that. The dates are escaping me right now. Then for my family, the next weekend is graduation. And then the weekend after graduation, we have Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is going to be super fun because Myrtle Beach is actually rolling out the red carpet for us in a way that none of the other sites have done, just because it's Myrtle Beach. It's a family destination. And so before all the other schools get out, they are designating homeschool week at Myrtle Beach, the week surrounding Teach Them Diligently. So if you're looking for a spectacular family getaway, Myrtle Beach is probably for you. That's the middle of May. The 16th or so is when that one will start. And then we will end with a Columbus, Ohio event. We have had an event in Ohio for the last 3 years, but it's been up in Sandusky. We outgrew that facility and have now moved to the center of the state to probably the largest of all of our facilities. So there's plenty of room for you, and Columbus is a super great town. And we're actually still working on some fun announcements for that site that are forthcoming, but that one is the first week of June.
Wow, that's great. Well, Leslie, I know that Teach Them Diligently has identified a large group of families that have children with unique or special needs of different kinds. These can range from families with gifted children who maybe have unique challenges in keeping their children moving forward, to children that may have learning labels or maybe would have them if you took them to be tested. And a lot of homeschool families don't like to have their children tested, and I don't blame them for that. I actually talk about that at the conventions, whether to label or not, and so they can get information about that from the workshops there that Little Giant Steps does. And then there's the more severe physical and mental challenges that are happening as well. So there's a big group of those. How do you address that?
You know, we have found over the years that having a child with special needs, whether it is officially diagnosed or not, where they need special attention is a huge driver for a lot of families to actually embark on home education, because they know that they can spend more time with their child than perhaps they would get in a school setting. And they know that they can meet their unique needs in a way that no one besides mom and dad really can. So we have definitely seen just a great open door to minister to families with special needs. This year we are actually having a special needs mini event on Thursday where we'll get you together. We're going to have some roundtable discussions. We are going to bring in and have some very specific highlighted sessions during a short time there on Thursday. And then we have sessions all weekend long that will help you get the information that you need to feel confident in what you're doing. I know that for a lot of families with special needs, there are just so many questions and the fear that you're not doing everything that you can to help your child. And it's really our mission and our goal to bring you as many resources and experts to the table that can help you discern what is best for your child and how you can deliver those things.
Yes, that's great. Well, I'm privileged to be a part of that mini event. So that's really great. Wonderful need that filling a very wonderful need that needs to happen there. So over the past several years, Little Giant Steps and Teach Them Diligently have been working together to bring a pretty unique service. It's really one that has not been attempted in any homeschool conventions in the past that I'm aware of. And this service is specifically for those that want more information about how to help their children reach their full potential. This service is called Neurodevelopmental Screenings.
Do you have something else to say there? Well, yeah, the neurodevelopmental screenings that we've been able to offer, or that you've been able to offer, we've given you space for it, have been really well received. It's something that I've had several families that have taken advantage of that offering and have come out just, there's a freedom in having some answers. And the piece, even they don't even know yet where they're going, but they at least know that they're going somewhere. And that has been just a tremendous blessing to many, many families over the last few years as we've been able to offer this. So we're excited that you're willing to come out and do these screenings again. We're really grateful to be able to partner with you on that.
Well, we're excited to be going to the new conventions and offering it in new areas. I just want to make everyone aware of this screening opportunity that's going to take place at all of those locations that Leslie talked about. First, I want you to know about why someone might want to participate in the screening at a Teach Them Diligently conference. The screening is kind of a snapshot of a person's current development. And whether you have a gifted, typically developing, or struggling learner, it can be really helpful to know where your child is in the key areas of learning. One is receiving, and then processing and storing information. We look at all of these areas and check those in the screening. We look at how the brain is organized and how your processing is happening. That's your short-term memory. Then we look at dominance in the screening as well. That's kind of like the ease of information coming out. Where is the brain storing it? I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but you know, teach them something and you think, oh, you know, the light bulb's gone on and it's wonderful. And then the next day you look at it and they can't remember. Well, that can be real confusing for families. And so we help you understand through a screening how that can happen. And you will be able to find more information about the screenings on the Teach Them Diligently website. You need to be registered for the conference to take advantage of the screening services. So just register there, go to teachthemdiligently.com, and you'll find all the different locations. You can look into that. And also, there's neurodevelopmental screenings information there as well. So to tell you why anyone would want to have a screening, you know, maybe you wondering, am my child really a candidate for a screening? Well, everyone's brain can work a little better. And there are some children that are really bright and they can cope and compensate really well for inefficiencies that may be going on with their brain. Doesn't have anything to do with their IQ. It's just that it's not working as well as it should. The brain's not working as well as it should. So you might not even realize that they're struggling until later on when maybe there's some, it gets a little more complicated, or there's less visual cues, you know, like pictures they can pick up on. And when they hit maybe third through fifth grade, sometimes they just kind of hit the wall in their compensating abilities and you go, oh my, there's things not going as well as you think they should, but they're really smart kids. So it can be really confusing. And the screenings can help you with understanding about that and helping you to release that full potential of any individual. So just look into that and see if that might be something you want to take advantage of. Well, Leslie,
Glad you're in.
So Leslie, I know you and David are working just year round. You just are diligently always looking to bring resources to homeschooling families. Can you tell us a little bit about what Teach Them Diligently offers outside of the conventions?
Oh, absolutely. Year round, we have updated blog that offers a lot of information, encouragement. We bring in different speakers and bloggers and so on to contribute to that, as well as I get the opportunity to share my heart there. So teachthemdiligently.net/blog is a great way to go get a daily dose of encouragement. But then we also have started a membership site, which we are really, really thrilled with. You know, one of the big complaints as people would leave Teach Them Diligently is that they just wanted to bottle it up and take it home year round. And so we have done the best that we can. Teach Them Diligently 365 is a membership only site where you will have access to audios from all of our events. Weekly, there are new video interviews or chats that are available only to members. Every month, we have a members-only virtual meetup where we talk via video, just in a group of however many can show up that night, and we discuss some of the things that we've been talking about that month. But it's a great time to just fellowship with one another. And then additionally, through the Teach Them Diligently Marketplace, which is open year-round, you have access to all the resources and curriculum and such that would be carried by Christian book distributors. Because ours is just a portal into Christian book distributors. But as a member of Teach Them Diligently 365, anything that you purchase in the marketplace, you get a 10% rebate on 3 times a year. So the membership site is just a great place to come and join with other homeschool families, talk throughout the year, have access to all the audios from 2012 on. Well, the current year is not ever offered, but up until the last year. And it's really just a great way to kind of bottle that Teach Them Diligently experience and take it with you year round. Or if geographically you're just not able to make it to a Teach Them Diligently, it's a fairly good substitute. It's not a great substitute because you really do need to try to make it there, but at least you're going to get the resources and the equipping and the information year-round that you would get in just a huge chunk at Teach Them Diligently.
That is so great. I know that one thing that I hear often when I attend these conferences is there's so many choices each hour of speakers, and they just can't get to all of them. So it's wonderful that you're offering that for people so that they can get those other resources that maybe they missed when they went there. So that is terrific. Well, do you have anything else as far as parting words you want to leave with us as encouragement or anything you want to share with us before we leave?
Yeah, what you're doing as a homeschool family has incredible kingdom and eternal significance. You are investing your life, your time, your money, your heart, your soul, everything into the lives of those children that God has given you. And the rewards, the benefits long-term are just incredible. But it's not the easiest path. It's not the path of least resistance. And I just want to encourage you, first of all, to keep your chin up when you're discouraged. Look long-term. Remind yourself that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and he will give you the strength and the grace to do what he's called you to do. But then also, I really, really encourage you to invest in continuing education and encouragement for yourself. You know, that's why we produce the events. That's why we have Teach Them Diligently 365. Is because it is our mission, it is our passion, it is our heart to minister to your family and to just encourage and give you what you need to stay on the course that God has set you on, because it is a high calling. And any role that we can play in that, we would be honored and privileged to play. So I just wanted to encourage you with that. Keep your eyes on the high calling that God has given you.
That's such a good word, Leslie. Thank you so much for ending with that, because we do get kind of caught up in the day-to-day oftentimes, and the struggle, or wondering if we're doing the right thing. And you are really doing, when you're homeschooling, you're having eternal consequences that will just go on for generations. And so that is such a good word of encouragement. Thank you so much for being with us today on Brain Coach Tips.
Well, it has been my great pleasure. Thank you, Jan, for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.